No, Matty Polar Bear thing from an hour ago.
Yeah. You've got to get up early for the show, gang. Yeah, go on.
Indeed. Should you ever find yourself with a dead polar bear and nothing else to eat?
Yeah.
Right. Don't eat the liver, because apparently it's that packed full of vitamin A, it'll kill you with an overdose.
Vitamin A?
Vitamin A, because there's so many fish.
Well, are you a chemist?
No, the story's just one of those useless...
No, that's just fine. I just need to know, because I never understood what's in a vitamin. It's like...
Oh, I
didn't know you could overdose on a vitamin.
No, I didn't. It's vitamin C. You can't... am I right here? AD, you can't overdose on vitamin C, am I right?
That's right, isn't it?
That's right. But vitamin A in the liver of a polar bear will kill you stone dead.
Stone dead, overdose.
I wonder if
that... the most dangerous animal, a hippopotamus...
No, it isn't. No, there's a very good documentary showing that we've been lulled into a false sense of security by a rainbow over the years. Because, no, really, seriously. No,
what do you mean Zippy is dangerous?
No, Zippy could be dangerous if he could get him up too quick.
Oh, of course.
I'm thinking here there is a sexual joke with Zippy and getting caught in the... All right, now, calm down, everyone. It's 9:15 in the morning. Yeah?
They always worried me why Bundle never had any clothes on. They always...
There's been about 3 or 4 bungles over the years, right? There's only been one bungle for the aficionado. There was one who was quite a long run. Now, I'm not going to say which one it was, but there were 4 bungles, and one of them these days runs a little antique shop with his friend. You can go in there, and he doesn't like it, but you go in there and you say, because his voice sounds exactly, well, I won't do the voice, but his voice sounds exactly the same, Jeffrey. And he says, here's your bungle. He rolls his eyes and literally struts out, but it is bungle. He runs a little antique shop on the fringes of London with his friend, AD. Yes, he does.
Since you've introduced the theme of...
That's the hippo, isn't it?
Since you've introduced the theme of antique shops with a friend, I don't know how we do this on a news show if it's so early in the morning. See this letter I have here. What colour is it?
Oh, no, you can't do that. Already told me you can't do that.
You don't need to tease them, Danny. You can put it right down. I'm telling you, this is a letter from somebody claiming to have had sexual relations with a very famous footballer. It's from a man.
Okay.
And it contains evidence of the act. That's what I'm saying.
It contains evidence?
Physical evidence.
Oh, I don't want to see
physical
that.
Empirical evidence. Stuck to the letter.
Oh, my...
Not that. Actual physical...
Not that?
Physical body part.
There's a physical body part?
Yes, there is.
The letter's kind of flat.
Okay, well...
No. You don't need a teaser. Listen to me, you're teasing. There's a physical...
The gentleman who wrote this letter, who claims to have slept with this very famous footballer, I mean, very famous.
Write it down for us, because I'm...
Hold on a second. And he has a particular trophy.
I know.
It's a trophy thing that
he does. Really?
It's a trophy.
Oh, no, we've had stories about him before.
And it's a trophy thing that he does. He likes to take...
I think I know what it is now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's all right. That's a lot of figuring out.
Now,
just for those... Do you believe it? The letter?
Yes, I do. Just for those of you who are in the know on that scene, we're talking about the Pink Chill Club.